Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. My name is Andy Herman. Thanks so much for being here today. Of course, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on the Fan. And if you like bacon, beer, and bands, you are going to love Bacon Fest. Enter to win VIBE tickets, very important bacon eater. To go to Bacon Fest, June 6th through 8th at Walworth County Fairgrounds, go to thefanmilwaukee.com to enter to win. Make sure you're doing that right now. We are now joined by the one and only Paul Bredel. You can find him on ESPN Lacrosse. You can find him on social media at Paul_Bredel. He does an unbelievable job covering the Packers as a beat writer, reporter, writer. It's extraordinaire. You can find him on the Paul Bredel podcast as well on his YouTube channel. Paul, it is phenomenal to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm excellent, Andy. Always happy to be here talking Packers with you.
I am happy to be talking to you as well, and I have to get your opinion on this. We had our first segment today talking about a potential NFL draft lottery. So I want to hear your opinion. Yay or nay, would you implement a draft lottery in the NFL?
Big time nay from me. Not a fan whatsoever. And I get at the end, that would draw a ton of eyeballs. That leads to money, and a lot of times that's what's driving the ship in decision making, right? So from that perspective, I get it. But when the NBA does it, their goal, right, I assume, is to take away the tanking element of it. Like, to me, that's not even on the table as a concern at the NFL level. Now, do teams go into seasons like, hey, yeah, we're not a Super Bowl contender this year, and can that dictate maybe how you go about free agency so you have more to roll over the following season? Absolutely. But go into an NFL building, the locker room, the meeting rooms, the practice field, the coaches, the players. There is no thought whatsoever about tanking. I mean, for most coaches, most players, you know, the NFL career can be really fleeting. Like, you have to capitalize on every single opportunity you get, and putting on tape, you know, a less than performance because you want to help the organization to have a better chance at a higher draft pick. Like, that's not even something that's on the radar whatsoever. So I think from that perspective, it would just strictly be, this sounds like a fun idea versus trying to eliminate an actual problem or enhance what's happening on the field. And also, I'd say one of the strengths of the NFL is its parity, right? Week in and week out, any team can go out and win. And if the worst team in the NFL ends up having the 8th overall pick, that does not help enhance the parity. So I'm not a fan of it whatsoever. But again, money-wise, TV-wise, I get why it would be a conversation.
No, I think that's well said. If you're trying to veil it with saying, hey, we need to fix tanking, you're trying to fix a problem that doesn't really exist at the moment. So just be honest about it. Say, hey, we're just really looking to make a little bit more money here, and we think it would be an awesome event, and that's why we're doing it. It's not necessarily better for the NFL, but it's another paycheck. And all right, fine, whatever. But again, I agree with you that they're not actually fixing, or they're trying to fix a problem in that case that's not existent. And the real reason would just be to get another paycheck and another huge event on the NFL calendar, which, by the way, it would not surprise me if the NFL was interested in either of those things. Let's talk about the Packers, Paul. We got the schedule this week, and a very unique, interesting schedule, one that's very back heavy with road games. What were your initial takeaways when you checked out the schedule for Green Bay?
Yeah, I think if you just look at it on paper, you go, wow, it looks a little daunting, right? I mean, you have the start against Detroit and Washington, an early bye week, four of your final six are on the road. Five of your final seven games are against the NFC North. But to put a positive spin on it, right, I think especially that second half of the season, I think the schedule really can potentially prepare the Packers for who they want to be, a Super Bowl team. If this was a team on the come up and you're like, it'd be great to make the playoffs this year, you can look at that last stretch of the schedule and go, whew, it's going to be tough to bank some late season wins in that regard. That's not where the Packers are. They're beyond that. We know this is a team that's eyeing being in that Super Bowl conversation. And I still remember going back to last season during the bye week, and Brian Gutekunst was talking about the importance of playing your best football at the end of the year, peaking at the right time. And we can look at that 2023 Packers team. That's exactly what they were doing. If you look at their overall record, their overall production over the course of that season because of the up and down start early on, it's, you know, it's fine, but it's not great. However, the product that they were putting on the football field, especially on offense, that was a team playing their best football, winning games at the end of the season, going into Dallas, being on the cusp of going to the NFC Championship game. That's what you're striving for at the end of the year. And that schedule that the Packers have, where again, they're facing those NFC North opponents. They got Denver, they got Baltimore. I think that's going to put them in a position where they have to be playing their best football at that point if they're going to be winning games. And if they get to that stretch and they're struggling and they come out below the 500 mark during those final five, six games, I think that's going to tell us a lot about where this team is in terms of being a Super Bowl contender. Now, of course, we can always leave the possibility open that the switch could get flipped during the postseason, but I think that stretch, those opponents, having to win those games against those type of teams, I think that's going to put them in a position to really have them as best prepared to go into the playoffs and hopefully make a Super Bowl run, because there's no easy trip to the Super Bowl in the NFL, right? There's going to be hard stretches. You're going to have to go up against top tier opponents. And I think that back half of the schedule can help prepare them for that.
No, I think that's 1,000,000% correct. The one thing that is maybe stood out to me that I didn't see initially on this schedule, and when it comes to that, is if there is ever a year, and it's of course important every single year, but if there's ever a year where I do think it's really important for Green Bay to win the NFC North, to me it is this year, because if you get to that point where three of your final four games are on the road, Paul, and you go at Denver, at Chicago, then Baltimore at home, at Minnesota, your path to the playoffs, if you are a wild card team, then becomes at another team in the wild card, add another team in the division, add another team in the championship game, and then, of course, traveling to the Super Bowl. That is a lot of travel at the end of the year, which would basically be, you know, three of your final four road games on the road, plus then three consecutive playoff games on the road, and then a neutral site Super Bowl. Of course, you would take that. You would take that if they could get all the way there. But that is a ton of travel at the end of the year. So, yes, I do think it's iron sharpens iron, and I think they're going to have to be at their best to be winning those games and hopefully getting ready for the playoffs and trying to win that NFC North. But it is going to be a very daunting task if they cannot win the North and they have to go on all of those road games to end the season.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I hadn't even caught that part of the schedule, you know, looking ahead to the playoff portion as well. And NFC North is obviously, as we know, going to be a difficult task once again this season with the additions that all the other teams made. So, like we said, on paper, what we see right now is, you know, a difficult schedule. But, of course, it's always important to remember, too, we don't know what each of these teams are going to look like either. So much changes over the course of the NFL season.
Yeah, I'm right there with you as well. Trying to figure out which games are going to be easy, tough, et cetera, is a fool's errand at this point, but definitely love looking at some of those baked in advantages and disadvantages and how it could affect the Packers down the road. And those late road games are certainly one of the things to kind of keep an eye on. One of the things I always love asking people as they first get a glimpse of the schedule is just, if you were, you know, going as a fan this year, Paul, what would be your must see or must watch game of 2025 that right now is on the Packers schedule? Again, things can change with injuries and so on, but as of right now, what's your must watch game of 2025?
The one that I find really intriguing is at Denver in week 15. I think, again, from a matchup standpoint, from being a late season test on the road against an unfamiliar opponent, I think it's going to be a really good test for this Packers team, because we look at how Denver played last season. I mean, that was a really, really good defense. The offense really started to find its groove during that end of the year, and they were a really tough opponent at home. So going back to our original conversation about being best prepared for the postseason and playing against tough opponents, I mean, I think that game could be a really, really difficult test for the reasons mentioned. And then you add in being on the road. You add in playing at a difficult road environment and being an unfamiliar opponent. And to me, I think for those reasons, it's a fun matchup to watch and also a good test for Green Bay late in the season to say, all right, where's this team really at right now?
Yeah, that was on my list as well. And you go back to back to back NFC North games, Vikings, Lions, Bears, then get that unfamiliar opponent with the Broncos on the road and then come right back and play the Bears on the road again. So, yeah. And then, of course, have Baltimore and Minnesota right after that. So not an easy stretch. And I don't think Denver's a good enough team where that's not like a trap game. But that's definitely one where, again, when you have all those NFC North games, it might be easy to take the eye off the ball a little bit. And I think that's going to be a very difficult game on the schedule. All right, being joined by Paul Brettle, ESPN on the Cross. You can find him on social media at Paul_Brettle. Paul, you had the opportunity, I know, to attend some of the press conferences this week with some of the coaches and coordinators, etc. What did you kind of take away? Let's start with the coordinator ones. What did you take away from the coordinator interviews earlier this week?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me to try to be concise is talking with Jeff Hafley. I just asked him about the difference this offseason versus last, because he's coming in as a new coordinator last year with Green Bay, trying to get to know who his players are, both on and off the field, establish what his scheme is, teach it to all the position coaches. All that work's been done. Now we're heading into year two. And just like we talk about year two jumps for NFL players, I think we can see the same thing on the field for a unit when its second year is in the system, right? There's the familiarity of the scheme. You have familiarity you have with not only your responsibility and roles, but the responsibility and roles of everyone around you so you can best work as a cohesive unit. And so I think that can be a real catalyst for this Packers defense this season, is just that familiarity element. And one of the things Hafley talked about is a year ago at this time when they're trying to teach the players the scheme and, all right, here's something specific you have to work on. They're showing old clips from right past Jeff Hafley teams as an example of what to do, what they want to see. This year is completely different. You can pull up a rep or a play, a game of a specific player, this Packers defense as a whole from this past season, and use that as the teaching tape. And that becomes obviously a lot more powerful when the players watching themselves operate within the system and how they're supposed to be doing something, and then giving them the teaching points off of that, or telling them, hey, this is fantastic, let's keep doing this. So I think that can really be a catalyst for this Packers team. And again, nothing, what happened in the past is not indicative of what's in the future. Offense and defense differ. But I think we can look at the 2020 Packers under Matt LaFleur, year two. That offense from 2019 to 2020 really took a big jump in that second Matt LaFleur season. And again, I think a part of that was the continuity, the familiarity with being in that system for a full year.
Yeah, I'm right there with you as well. And I do think that has the potential to be huge, especially for some of those players that were carryovers from the Joe Barry and even Mike Pettine eras, as Kenny Clark was, to now be in the second year of the same system. I think that's going to be really important for some of these defensive players. And hopefully we see a jump from them in year two of the system. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We're chatting with Paul Brettle of ESPN Lacrosse. All right, also, we had this week the assistant coach interviews. What were some of your takeaways from that?
Yeah, I'll talk about Sean Mannion. Obviously, he's stepping in. He's got some big shoes to fill, right? Taking over the quarterback coach role for Tom Clements. And, he talked about just how great last year was for him, stepping into his first year in the coaching ranks and just learning from Clements. Talked about just the steady presence day in and day out that he provides, how meticulous he is with how he goes about every single day, the emphasis on the fundamentals on the quarterback position. But in terms of him stepping into that role, being the guy now leading that room, the continuity, the foundation is there for Sean Mannion. He does not have to reinvent the wheel by any means, right? It's the same quarterback room as last year. They're operating within the same offensive scheme under Matt LaFleur. The players on offense as a whole are pretty much the same for the Packers. Mannion was a part of the Packers organization last year. There's a lot of familiarity for him. So, again, he doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. But the way that he can make this role his own, right, because he doesn't want to be a carbon copy of Tom Clements. You got to put your own spin on it and be true to yourself and who you are. I think his past playing experience, having an 8-9 year NFL career and being in the shoes of, a Jordan Love, Malik Willis from a preparation standpoint, being on the sidelines in that capacity during games on Sundays, right? And looking over the pictures and the film in between series, trying to make adjustments along the way. I think that perspective that he brings can be really, really valuable. And I don't think a lot of the teachings, the fundamentals, footwork, as he talked about, is still going to be crucial, just like it was under Tom Clements. I don't think that stuff's going to change. But where I think it can differ is, again, his past experiences being an NFL quarterback and how that message is delivered. And that can help Mannion make this role his own.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I do have to disagree with you on one thing, though. You said it's the same quarterback room. How dare you forget about Taylor Algersma coming over and adding to the back of that room and making it so much better. So that it is even better than it was a season ago now that Taylor Algersma is there. So that's the one thing I will have to call out. But no, in all sincerity, I want to go back to the coordinators for just a moment because I was really interested. Just, what was it like, you know, kind of when Bisaccia was talking and being really super sort of self-reflective of like, you know, I wasn't good enough. I didn't do a good enough job. I let Matt down. It was just kind of an interesting conversation. I mean, obviously, Rich is always very well thought out, but it was just kind of an interesting conversation of how we kind of went down that path.
Yeah, and the perspective behind that Bisaccia was bringing is because special teams, it's one play, right? Like, it is a kick return. Like, that's it. It is a punt return. That is it. It's not a, you know, you don't have three downs to try to pick up a first down or three downs to try to get off the field if you're on defense. So when he was discussing those pass plays, right, the fumble against Philadelphia, he mentioned the fumble against San Francisco in the playoffs the year prior, the missed field goal in that game by Anders Carlson, the big kick return by Chicago in Week 18 this past year. Those were the plays that he was referencing. And as a special teams coordinator, those stick out so much more because, again, you have such a finite number of opportunities in that game to actually leave your mark and make an impact. So Bisaccia was saying when those type of big plays, mistakes happen, he looks at them as game-defining plays, that define the performance for that Packers team because it leaves such a big impact with so few opportunities. And so he wanted, you know, in talking with Matt LaFleur, you know, he wants to do right by LaFleur, the Packers organization, and also just to the standards that he sets for himself and how he wants his unit, his special teams group, to operate. He did not want to go out knowing having those plays over the last couple seasons still lingering in his mind. So I think that's the perspective that he was bringing in discussing those plays and what was a very authentic moment.
Yeah, I loved it as well. And just kind of the self-reflective moment from Rich Bisaccia. Paul, before we get you out of here, just really quick, I know you had a great article on Nate Hobbs and kind of that versatility he brings to the secondary and where he's going to be playing this year. Just a little, you know, kind of thoughts on that article that you put out there.
Yeah, so one of the big things, or two of the big things that Halfley mentioned when discussing Hobbs was that versatility he mentioned, also his play style. Physical, tough, aggressive, gets his hands on the wide receivers, very willing to help out in the run game. So that's what he's bringing to this Packers team. And Halfley said he's going to play both inside and out. And I think as we take a step back, 30,000-foot view of the Packers, cornerback room, the secondary, there's the questions, right, of specifically a cornerback not knowing what Jaire Alexander's future is going to be with the team. But I think one of the advantages this group is going to have this year is that versatility. It's not just Hobbs who can play inside and out. Keyshawn Nixon can as well. Derek Ansley, the defensive backs coach, talked about Kalen King playing both inside and out right now as they're going through offseason programs. Bullard and Williams at safety can play free safety. They can play in the slot. We know Xavier McKinney can do everything. So from Jeff Hafley's perspective, if you have all these that many different players who can all handle a variety of different roles, that gives you a ton of flexibility from a game planning perspective. And one, if you're an opposing offense, you have a lot to study throughout the week leading up to playing the Packers because there's so much they can put on tape. There's so many guys that can be in different roles. And then once the game's going, pre-snap, where a player is pre-snap doesn't mean that's where they're going to be once the ball's in the quarterback's hands. And players being able to fill a variety of roles can provide, obviously, a lot of different looks that you can throw at an opponent, keeping them guessing, keeping them off balance. So I think that component, especially, again, with Jeff Hafley's ability that he showcased last season to mold and adapt the game plans week to week based on the opponent and also the skill sets that he has available on the roster, I think that versatility component can be a real edge, a real advantage for this Packers secondary specifically, because it really, really feels like that you can get hyper-specific based on situation, based on opponent, on who's on the field, where they're lining up. And I think they can really leverage that and use it to their advantage.
Yeah, I think so too. We know how much Green Bay loves their versatility, and they certainly have it in the secondary right now. Paul, you do unbelievably incredible work covering the Packers day in and day out. I know you're obviously writing a lot of stuff for ESPN Lacrosse, also have the YouTube channel. Tell us all about it and tell us what you got cooking this week.
I appreciate it, Andy. Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Paul_Brettle. Head to ESPNLacrosse.com for all my articles, work, download the 105.5 ESPN Lacrosse app. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
YouTube, Paul Brettle Show there as well, where dive a little bit deeper into the articles that I put out.
I can't wait for that. Again, all the stuff that you're putting out day in and day out, week in and week out is fantastic, and looking forward to reading all of it. Make sure to follow him on social media at Paul_Brettle, and again, find him at ESPN Lacrosse. Paul, have a phenomenal weekend. We'll talk to you soon, and keep doing all things great work from a Packers standpoint.
Thanks as always, Andy. Appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon. That is Paul Brettle. Again, follow him on social media at Paul_Brettle. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be right back right after this.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.